These are the headline stories from Elgin's newspapers 100 years ago. The Elgin Area Historical Society presents them, and I'm Larry Drayfall. These are the headline stories of May 15, 1918. The fight for possession of St. Mary's Catholic Church in Elgin may come to a conclusion as the Reverend John McCann, a deposed pastor of the parish, is expected in court. McCann is challenging Bishop Peter Muldoon of the Rockford Diocese for possession of the church, school, and parish house. A temporary injunction placed the church and attendant dwellings in the hands of the diocese. The attorney for McCann indicated his client was still challenging the injunction, though the deposed pastor has been taking a rest for several weeks and court filings are incomplete. An explosion at the Coliseum garage sent employee Roy Lackey to Sherman Hospital with burns. Apparently, a vacuum tank exploded as Lackey was working on repairs to an auto. The explosion set fire to the second floor location at the Munts Coliseum garage. The fire appeared to engulf Lackey, who was in work clothes covered with grease and oil. After relieving the cash drawer at the restaurant owned by James Kaufman on River Street, the thief, H.E. Johnson, was discovered with cash and a stolen revolver in the Walnut Avenue flag house of the Chicago, Milwaukee, and St. Paul Railway. Johnson, who came to Elgin with a dishonorable discharge from the Navy, had been befriended by Kaufman and got a room at the restaurant for the past week. The discharged sailor, in uniform, in the shack, was found by Elgin Police Sergeant John Schmoll. Johnson chanced to find the cash drawer of the restaurant unattended at 4 this morning. Johnson, a Minnesota native, joined the Navy last July and had a number of previous scrapes while serving on the USS Mississippi and the USS Virginia. A novice robber accosted Leon Nish of Hamilton Street as he stepped from a streetcar at Highland Avenue near Hamilton. The robber, gun in hand, demanded Nish, "Give me your money." Nish handed over a $5 bill. The next demand, "Give me your watch." Nish offered his Waterbury watch, but asked he be allowed to keep the attached charm. Handing it to the robber, the watch was returned after a quick look. "Go. And don't look around," came the final command. The robber took to his bike for his escape. Police gained a description and found the getaway bike on May Street lawn with muddy tracks heading to the Chicago and Northwestern Railway. These were the headline stories of Elgin's newspapers 100 years ago, brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. For more on the Historical Society, go to www.elginhistory.org.